yes.
So happy. Do you hear how happy I am?
I can tell you're just so happy.
So happy.
I wish I could hear you, but my ears are plugged because I can't breathe and I'm slowly falling apart.
Should I talk louder?
No.
Okay.
I think it's sinuses. I've been saying this for days.
Oh, I really hope so. Hey, there's sinus medicine.
That's got to be sinuses.
You know what that means? I'm going to make you take it.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't. No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay. Well, don't have to guess. I'll just tell you. I'll make you take some and see if that works.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was boring. How was yours?
You had a boring weekend?
I don't know, actually. I didn't really think about it. Yeah, Saturday, literally. Okay, this is what I did Saturday. I woke up and hung out with my husband, and then he went to work, and then I sat around, and I watched a movie and a documentary and knit the entire time, and I got, like, 4 inches of whatever I was making done.
Whoa.
And then I went to bed.
Yeah, I just went to bed listening to that story.
Yeah.
It was so boring.
Boring!
I'm just kidding. That's all you did?
Sunday was a little bit more interesting, but I didn't really do anything, like, there's no crazy stories. How was your weekend?
It was fantastic.
Yeah?
It was fantastic!
You went to the game?
No, I did not.
Oh. We won.
We did win. Did you watch the game? It was on TV.
I didn't know it was on TV. No one told me.
Hey, last Saturday, the Lobo-Wyoming game is going to be on Channel 50. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You have that channel, because everyone does.
I'll go ahead and watch it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's coming up this last Saturday.
This last Saturday?
Yes, this last Saturday.
What time?
It was, 3 o'clock.
Three? Oh, yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, good.
No, I was knitting at that time, actually.
You could have watched it.
I should have. Instead, I watched Mona Lisa Smile and a documentary about skateboarding.
Sweet! Yeah, I have plenty to talk about today. I want to talk about the Bible.
Okay.
Today, new show on the History Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch?
I don't have the History Channel.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to you.
Oh.
Did you watch? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Did you watch?
Or you can give us a call. 505-338-3700. I'm, for one, stoked. We'll talk about it.
It looked really cool.
We'll talk about it. Yeah.
I only know because the dude was on Ellen.
The dude.
The dude who plays Jesus.
Oh, he wasn't in this yet.
Oh.
Well.
Or was he?
Yeah. I believe he was. Because the three strangers come to visit Abraham.
Uh-huh.
And you could only see two of them. And the third one was dressed in like
incognito.
This brown cloak. And he was the one that spoke. Willing to bet that was Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It was... Dude.
Good show.
Right there. Yeah, my kids, we watched it, and which, by the way...
Maybe not for kids.
Maybe not. There's this disclaimer at the very beginning that they wanted to stick as true to the gospel as possible, to the word of God as possible, and because of that, viewer discretion is advised.
Oh, yeah.
Sure enough. Yeah.
Moses, for violence?
Moses kills an Egyptian.
Oh,
with a rock.
Yep, I know that one.
To his head.
Yeah.
Smashes it in.
Yeah.
Pretty bloody.
Hmm.
So, my kids loved it.
Lots of violence.
Speaking of that, and solid parenting, because, you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm just the solid parent of the year here. Mm-hmm. Went and saw Jack the Giant Slayer this weekend.
I'm going to leave the room now. Please don't tell me about it. Wait.
You'll love it.
You didn't like it.
Yeah.
Your kids liked it.
My kids did I mention this PG-13 for a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old?
Oops. Whatever.
But you know what I actually did? I kid you not. On my phone, we were just hanging out on Saturday because I went to take him to the batting cages. But apparently,
everyone else,
I should probably check on times before we go because two different little league teams had booked time.
Ooh.
So there was like a 3-hour wait for the batting cages.
It's like bowling on a Saturday night when all the bowling leagues are out.
Yeah.
Like, and this isn't happening tonight. Okay, so you ended up going to see a movie.
So we're like, yeah, all right, let's go to the mall because I need to buy a new hat.
Which you did.
The gloriousness of this hat is beyond fathomableness.
I think you're biased.
It's the new batting practice hat.
Oh, okay.
And I went to like 7 different stores.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find it.
Oh.
So I gave up and said, fine. And then we were walking by the theater and I said, I've got an idea. And so I jumped on my phone actually and went to Plugged In Review, the movie reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to Focus on the Family. Because when it comes to seeing a PG-13 movie with a 7-year-old, I want to know what they think.
How many stars did they give it?
3.5.
Dude, that's what they gave Mama.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, they gave it 3.5, and I read the review, and it was, you know, cartoon violence, but violence.
Uh-huh.
And so I was reading about it, but there's no blood, there's no... So I'm like, okay. All right. So we took him. Stand by. Static!
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hi, Matthew from Albuquerque.
How's it going?
Good. How are you two doing?
Fantastic. Went and saw Jack the Giant Slayer this weekend.
Ooh, how was that?
It was pretty good. My boys loved it.
I might too.
Oh, that's nice.
Mitch would love it because it couldn't decide what it wanted to be.
Oh.
It's a PG-13 movie, so like giants are eating people.
Yeah.
But it was written for 6-year-olds.
No,
it's like
I wouldn't
a super
love that.
Kiddie movie.
I wouldn't love that.
You know what it reminded me of? Prince Caspian.
Oh,
the second Narnia movie.
How about
this? Narnia? My mom loves that movie.
Oh,
yeah,
I did not
Why?
Like any of them.
What?
Nope.
Who are you?
I thought they couldn't decide.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is annoying.
That's what I thought of.
Like,
of
just
Jack
make it
Giant
a kid
Slayer.
Movie. If it's a yeah. kid movie, just make it a kid movie.
It was a kid movie, and yet it was not. I don't know.
This
it's like Harry Potter.
Inappropriate music.
Whatever.
No, it is not.
Like Harry Potter. So anyways, Matthew.
Oh, my goodness. This last weekend was kind of nuts, Steve-O. I had a conference. We got a new car.
What?
Wow.
I got a
yes.
new hat. You just went up to me. I thought I was all fancy with my new hat.
You didn't get anything new.
Yeah, it took a long time because of the paperwork and all that other stuff. You know, the joy.
Ah, yes.
I was there at the dealership on Saturday until I believe 7:30, 8 at night.
Blah!
My dad was still in the finance office trying to get stuff signed up.
Of course.
But the thing has everything, maps and Bluetooth and all that fancy contraption.
Oh, dude, my phone has that.
Yeah, so does mine.
Yeah. I can't drive it, but it's a phone.
You can't drive your phone?
I can't.
No, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
I have the 4S, you can drive it.
Oh, you can drive your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't yet.
Well, anyways, can you guys play a song for me this morning, please?
Yes!
Fall Glass Fall by Project A6. I'm going to put that out to Sean Siegler, my best friend.
Booyah!
All right.
Shout out to
Thanks,
Sean Siegler.
Guys.
All right, man. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. Static!
Yo!
What's up?
Hey!
Hi.
So, you know, the throne... The crown in Jack the Giant Slayer?
Yeah.
I know what we're talking about.
Yes.
I don't want to spill it for anybody, but isn't it amazing if that were the crown of Christ, how they drop everything to the knees?
Yep.
Nephilim.
Yep.
Fallen angels, if you go back and study all that stuff, that is incredible.
It's pretty legit, right?
And the Bible movie last night, I bumped into that. How cool were those two guys when they took their robes off and fought?
Yes, in Sodom and Gomorrah?
Dude, that was...
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
That was really, really cool. And then the last thing, Lobos are already ranked number 11 in the RPI. No, not in the RPI. 2, Strength of Schedules, 3, and top 25 and 1, they're ranked 11.
Pretty much the greatest weekend of all time.
Yep.
And somehow you just commented on everything we've talked about this morning.
And I love it.
Good job.
And speaking of the Lobos, I have pretty much the greatest Lobo story of all time coming up here in just a few.
Oh, heck yeah. Hey, this is Paul. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, Paul! How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Allie's doing a makeup thing in the bathroom, so she didn't hear any of this.
Did you take Allie to see Jack the Giant Slayer?
No, I did take Evan, though.
Oh, okay.
But right. I did take Evan and Allie both to the Lobo game on Saturday.
Yes.
We got pictures with Hugh Greenwood, and we got pictures with...
With Hugh?
We got pictures with Hugh, the little leprechaun.
You are going to love my story coming
Hugh.
Up, man.
Isn't that cool? And we snuck onto the court, dude, I'm telling you. And then the other senior, the little one.
The little one.
Oh,
wow.
We just wanted to just
meet
that short.
Little one.
Is he
Jamal Fenton?
How tall is he?
Fenton. So I got my kids with pictures on both those guys.
So way taller than you, Mitch.
Right.
He's the quote-unquote little
like
one.
The
don't worry, way taller than me, too. Don't worry.
There you go. Amazing.
I was watching.
Amazing. There you go.
All right, guys. Hey.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Later.
When they were announcing them on the court, last Saturday.
Right.
Last Wednesday.
San Diego State game.
They're like, at 7'2", and like they all like running out, and then like at 6', I'm like, that dude looks short next to all of them.
Yep.
And he did, but I know he wasn't.
Speaking of looking short next to them, Saturday, you know, I took my boys to the mall because I was trying to find this hat because I'm a chick.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't find it. Went everywhere. So yesterday after church, I'm still on this mission. Because when I want something, oh, I'm going to get it.
Right.
And so Luke was tired. He's like, you know, I just want to go home. And Jack's like, I'll go with you, Daddy. Okay. Which was already like the raddest thing in the world because Jack chose me. So we go to the mall yesterday and we're walking around and I'm going to every sports store possible because I can't find this hat. Mm-hmm. I even go to like Foot Locker and all these, you know, pseudo sports places and hopes that I'll find it. Because some of the shoe stores now kind of have hats. So we walk into Champs, the shoe place or whatever, Champs Sporting Goods, whatever.
Yeah.
We walk in and we're there for like 8 seconds. And then Jack goes, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And he's like tugging on my arm. And I'm like,
what?
Oh my gosh. I've never seen Jack freak out like this. He's 9, all right?
Yeah.
His uncle, quote unquote, is Ethan Luck.
Yeah.
From Reliant K. You know what I mean? Like, one of his dearest friends in the universe is Stephen Christian from Amberlin.
Yeah.
He knows, quote unquote, pseudo famous people.
Right.
Right? He's never freaked out. He, hung out with Blindside. Ooh, hung out with Switchfoot. Ooh, you know, on their tour bus. Never, ever, ever has he cared.
Yeah.
Ever. ever. Maybe it's because it's like daddy's friends or something.
Yeah.
So he starts like panicking and I'm like, what? And I turn. Hugh Greenwood. Hugh Greenwood was at Champs with his girlfriend. And Jack is losing his mind. And I look over and sure enough, it's like, oh yeah, cool. Hugh's here. So.
Like this. You have to look up.
Oh dude. Yeah. He's tall. So, I'm like, what? Are you going to go say something? No. No. I just, yes. Will you come with me? Will you? Okay. So he starts like, he grabs my arm and he starts pulling me over to Hugh. And then he stops me and he's like, okay, no, wait. I don't know what to say. What do I say? And I'm like, I don't know. Just tell him you're a fan. Tell him go Lobos. I don't know. What do you want to tell him? I don't know. You tell him something. Like, I'm not going to walk over.
My heart.
I'm not going to walk over and tell Hugh Greenwood something.
Go Lobos. Yeah. Just walk away. Yeah.
Please, you say something first. If you say something first, then I'll say something. And I'm like, oh my gosh, give me your hand. So I grab his hand, we walk over there. And as we're walking over there, his girlfriend turns around and sees Jack, like, losing his mind, grinning ear to ear, like a little girl meeting Bieber, like shaky. I've never seen him like this. So she taps you on the shoulder and, like, turns him around. I'm like, hey, man. I'm really sorry about this. But this dude is your biggest fan, obviously. And he was like the raddest guy in the world.
Hadn't they taken a picture with him before?
Yes!
Okay, so he's met him.
At a Lobo football game, he's met him, like, taking a photo, coolest thing in the world, right? And yet he lost his mind for some reason.
Because it was in a different setting.
Different setting.
Like he's a real person like now.
Yes. Except not, because
not
apparently
really.
He's magical.
Yeah.
Because he started talking, of course, in his Aussie accent. And,
I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that.
And so he, like, shakes his hand, you know, and Jack's, like, staring up at him. And he's like, so you Lobo fan? You know, or however he talks.
Yeah.
He has a much cooler accent than that. And Jack's just staring at him. And I'm like, Jack, he's talking to you. What? I'm sorry. Huh? What? What did you say? I said, are you a Lobo fan? Yes, I am. And he's just like smiling. And then Jack turns to walk away.
Oh my gosh!
And Hugh sticks his hand out to like shake his hand again. And Jack's like, and I'm like, Jack, he's trying to, he's still talking to you. So Jack turns around and, huh? Okay. All right. And like shakes his hand, you know, and I'm like, hey, we got to catch that Boise State game. That was, you know, and he's like, oh, it's a good one to be at, right? I'm like, yeah, it was a good game. You guys are doing amazing this year. So go Lobos. Like, all right. Good to meet you. You know, I'm like, thank you. Yeah. And Jack's already like halfway out the store, jumping, like leaping up and down.
He
like,
doesn't care about
doesn't
how
care.
Bad that it went.
Oh, no, not at all. So I grab his hand and we're like leaving Champs, and I'm sure that Hugh could, cause it's glass, you know what I mean? And Jack's like jumping up and down like, oh, we just met Hugh Greenway, that's crazy. And I'm like, I'm sure he, I think he can still hear you. I'm pretty sure he can yeah. see you through this glass. It's okay. So then I had to just try and calm him down because he could, can I have your cell phone? I have to call mom. I have to call mom right now. And he did. And sure enough, we're like, I felt like this weird parent because I'm walking through the mall.
Feel like normal?
Yeah, and my 9-year-old is bouncing up and down on my iPhone, nonetheless, yeah. like talking. Hey, mom. Yeah, guess who we got to meet? No, guess. Guess. Yeah, Hugh Greenwood. We got to meet Hugh Greenwood. He was losing his mind.
That's so cute.
I've never seen him like that. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. It was unreal.
He lost it.
Yeah. Skull Lobos.
Mm-hmm.
If we're really ranked 11th, as Paul says, I may be a little bummed.
How many more games do we have?
I want us to break the top 10. Two. We play Nevada, and then we play. We end it in Colorado at Air Force.
So how high can we possibly get?
See, it depends. I don't know. I would assume that if the rankings came out today, we were going to crack the top 10. I really did. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I, too, this weekend was able to talk to Hugh.
Yeah? How you went to the game?
Yeah. So with 15,000 other people, was able to say, Hugh!
That's good.
Yeah. if that's how you talked to him, then I totally talked to him last Wednesday.
Yeah, totally.
He didn't hear me.
Good guy.
No, he heard you. Dude, you know what? One of the nicest dudes I've ever met. He was kind. He took time out for Jack. And Jack was a spaz. He was losing his cool, and Hugh was just one of the nicest dudes.
So where do you put him in the AP today, Steve-O?
Oh man,
I'm gonna say 12.
You are?
Yeah.
See, Paul just called in and said 11. Man, I really was hoping over the weekend that we would crack the top 10, but for some reason, there's no love for the Lobos. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's no love.
You saw the ESPN article.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN did a segment. They were covering the UCLA game. UCLA played number 11 Arizona, who lost.
Ooh, yeah. Finally.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay.
A lot of number 9 Michigan State lost to Michigan.
Okay, so back to my question. How possible is it for them to, how high can they get?
It's possible, but.
For number 1?
No.
Number 2?
No.
4?
Nah.
Six. Number one's probably going to be Gonzaga.
Probably.
What is that? Where is that?
Zags? Really? Gonzaga?
Is that in a different state?
I'm so excited for March Madness.
Is that in Africa?
You're going to lose your mind. We're opening up to the world of college basketball.
Who? Gonzaga?
Yeah, Gonzaga.
Is that in Africa? Where is that?
Hey, aren't they on the coast of Washington or something?
I think so. Good question.
That was a real question. Thank you, Washington. Okay, cool.
So, anyways, I'd say I would love to see him 10, but I don't know if that's going to happen. 9, I'd lose my mind. But they were 14, so they're probably going to be 11 or 12. Yeah,
that's sad.
Man, come on, 10. I'm going for 10. I'm shooting high.
If they win the next two and other people lose.
I'm saying 10.
So if they win the next two and other people lose the next two, there's a chance for them to be 10?
There's a chance for them. They're playing Nevada and Air Force.
Two more gimme games.
Two more really not.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. But you know what? It doesn't matter because come the NCAA tournament, come March Madness time, that's where it counts. That's where it really...
I'm so confused now.
I know. It's okay. All right.
Whoa.
Wow, both lines.
What happened?
Static!
Hey, it's Paul again.
Hey, Paul.
Hey.
Hey, so listen. Top 25 and 1 usually is off the beaten path of the AP and the ESPN poll.
Yeah.
But we could be 10 or 9. It depends on how much love the Lobos get. But if we win out this week and if we beat the poop out of the next two teams.
Right, which we should.
There's some rag magazines that have us losing Saturday against Air Force. Not even joking.
Yeah, right.
They got them ahead of us. But if we win out, we could possibly be 8. Maybe 9 or 8.
Wow.
Next Monday, and if we go to the Mountain West Championship and win out there convincingly, and there's teams that lose ahead of us, we could, you know, in a perfect world, we could get it up to 7, maybe 5.
It'd be rad to be a 2 seed in the tournament.
We're going to be, I think we're going to be a lock for it. We're a lock for a 3 seed right now.
For sure. Absolutely.
We could, 2 seed, and there's some magazines out there, not magazines, but, you know, online people that are saying that we could get a number 1 spot if a lot of jockeying happens ahead of us, but that's going to be really, really iffy.
Well, all right.
Wow.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I've
been going. I'm a nutty Lobo fan.
Me
so.
Too. I hear you. Static.
What's going on, Steve-O?
What up?
This is Lee.
Hey, Lee.
How are you and Mitch doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Hey, I was just going to talk to you about the Lobos a little bit.
Yeah.
So here's what I think they're going to crack the top 10, I actually believe. So Michigan State lost twice since last week.
Right. Syracuse lost.
Syracuse lost twice. Arizona lost twice. Florida lost to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Who's not even in the top 50 RPI. And they were 7th, so they should drop out of the top 10. That's 2 spots.
I'm telling you.
And Louisville's going to move up 2 spots. K-State's going to move up, I think, 9, and I think we're going to be 10.
That would be awesome.
But I actually think, because Michigan lost to Penn State, who's like in the top 150 in RPI, and even though they're 4th, even though they beat Michigan State at home by 1 point, they could drop to 10 and we could be 9.
Man, could you imagine? That'd be incredible.
Wow.
All right, Lee.
All right.
Thanks for the call, man. Lobos. Dude, this weekend I was getting ready for the UCLA game, Arizona.
How are you getting ready for it?
By sitting on a couch and watching the pregame.
Okay, I'm like, getting ready, what does this mean?
So they're talking about the tournament. March Madness, the big tournament. The top 64, and then they write the brackets and crazy and the final four. And the insaneness. And the analyst says, all right, I want you to give me one team. One team. I think Steve actually put up on Facebook. That you think, you know, is going to come out looking like a lamb and could roar like a lion and take it. I mean, we're talking about the tournament here.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about March Madness.
Wait, who said this?
What is his name? He played for the Bruins, I think.
Why is he important?
Because he's a college basketball analyst for ESPN.
Okay, so now I know. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And he said, the New Mexico Lobos.
And I went, what?
Yeah, I went nuts. Talking about Hugh, talked about Tony Snow. Shout out Skirk doing some goodness. Yeah, it was crazy. And the whole piece was on the Lobos. That was the team that they... So, like, on one hand, I was like, yes. And then on the other hand, I was like, no, shh. Because, you know, not everybody... it's the most under-the-radar team, they said, that, you know, most people just don't notice, don't pay attention to. People should.
Dangerous.
Sports Illustrated this week was talking about Coach Alford and how he needs more credit. And now ESPN... I think
they're getting it.
I think it's... Yeah, it's... Starting to come around.
Kind of exciting.
Wow, it's 6:30.
Yeah.
We've been talking this whole time. Are you ready for some Mun News Day?
Yeah.
Amazing. We're already here.
Breaking news. Dead caterpillars are found in luggage. Maybe the secret to this diet is being too grossed out to eat. British Custom Agency sees 207 pounds of dead caterpillars from
gross,
the luggage
dude.
Of a 22-year-old passenger last month. The traveler told agents that the dried, shrink-wrapped creepy crawlers were intended for personal consumption.
Ugh.
Gross.
Is that illegal? Like, did you get in trouble for it?
Yes, it was 207 pounds. That's like 150 pounds over the weight that you can usually take on a plane.
Oh.
Or in your luggage. You do 207 pounds of caterpillars.
Hmm.
Gross.
And that's weird?
Have you ever done it?
No, never. Not myself, no. Usually it's like if we go somewhere where there's an IKEA, I'm lugging back 207 pounds of IKEA furniture.
Oh, don't
so
you
that
pay
I can
extra
later
for
build.
That?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, stupid amounts. Thanks, honey. Yeah. Crazy.
Usually, you've probably only done it once.
Okay. I'm not joking. If we're ever in a city and it's like, there's a... What? And then next thing you know, I'm like...
I've only ever been there once and I didn't even walk through the full store.
Shelving and...
Breaking news. In Spokane, Washington, a baby boy bouncing on a mattress launched himself out of a second-story window.
He was bouncing on a mattress?
Mattress. Let me do this again. Breaking news! In Spokane, Washington, a baby boy bouncing on a mattress launched himself out of a second-story window.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
But was saved when his quick-acting mom leaped after him and grabbed his foot. She held on long enough for the 14-month-old grandma to catch him from below.
Oh, my gosh. Why could...
That's like a big deal.
Yeah,
14 months. That's a year and 2 months.
Man, that's why you don't jump on the bed.
Or you don't have the... Oh, my gosh.
One fell off and bumped his head.
No, this one launched himself out of a window.
One fell off and launched himself out of a window. That doesn't rhyme, though, so it doesn't really fit with what I was trying to do.
Yep, but it's how...
That's the nursery rhyme. You don't know. It's what I do with my kids so that they wouldn't jump on the bed. It's like the little monkeys in the bed. One fell off and bumped his head, and now he's dead. No, that's not what
it's not
said.
How it,
I don't remember.
Was he red? Breaking news! Authority in Tehran are using teams of snipers to take down 11-pound genetically mutated rats that have been running rampant through the city. The usual poisons have had no effect on the rats, which are now bigger than most cats. The gunmen have taken out more than 2,000 of the oversized rats.
Wow! Dude! Rodents of unusual size? No?
Keep going. Where are you going with that?
No, it's... Never mind. Go ahead.
I don't know.
Static!
Aww. Okay, ready?
Maybe. Are you ready?
No. Breaking news. I'm reading whatever I want. Drag racing on public roads is illegal, stupid, and dangerous, especially if you're drag racing public school buses with kids on board, which is why two Iowa school bus drivers have been fired.
What?
That's funny.
That's not funny.
Oh, yeah, it is.
How's that funny?
They were idiots.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Can you imagine being the kid on one of those buses and living to tell about it?
That'd be pretty awesome, actually.
Right, exactly.
You'd be like the coolest kid in the universe.
Yeah, my bus driver was drag racing.
How fast could a bus really go, though?
On a straightaway? Probably pretty. Saying. Didn't you ever see Speed?
Really, bro? That was 55 miles an hour. That's it. I mean, that's probably a lot, but you go that at least that fast in a car regularly.
Yeah, but this is on a bus with all of your friends. All
right. okay, fine. Man.
You didn't really give me a whole lot of time to prep.
Okay.
And that was
I've got
it.
Some breaking news.
I don't want to hear it. I don't know.
The maid? What's her name? O'Brien?
O'Brien.
She left. She quit.
Okay.
She's off the show. They already replaced Matthew.
No, they did not.
They just casted some dude.
Okay.
Who is taking the place to be the love interest for the widowed or whatever.
Lady Mary. Why did O'Brien leave?
O'Brien just was done with the show. So the actress was like, peace out!
Which is funny because she is not awesome in the show.
Shirley MacLaine is coming back. I guess she was on the show.
Who was she? Who is she?
Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Shirley MacLaine. I don't know. Static!
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
All right.
Doing well.
Well, I'm totally a Lobo.
Yes!
Some news for you guys.
You got some news?
Yeah, I don't usually watch basketball, but I guess, I don't know if it was last season or what, but my husband and I, we were traveling up to where we currently live, and, you know, just started to watch some basketball in the hotel, and we watched the end of this game, and it was the most epic game I've ever seen. Probably watched about 10 minutes. And, like, on the buzzer, this guy, like, shoots from, like, way beyond the free throw line, and it was like Air Bud or Like Mike, and it was Gonzaga.
Ah, there you go.
Ah, Gonzaga.
Was that when they were, like, the Cinderella story for the March Madness for the, like, tourney for the Final Four, and they were like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I would say
probably.
So.
Years ago.
I don't know. And we had to look up the mascot. Cause I was like, Mitch, I was like, what? Are they from Africa? So.
Just sounds like it, right?
Poor Gonzaga. Yeah. They get no love.
Well, apparently they do.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, later.
All right.
Also, I just like to say that my dad just texted me and he said, in speed, you could not go under 55 or right. the bomb would go off.
Right.
So he's going over 55.
Yeah, it was at least 55. That's what
yeah.
I said.
So they'd have to stay away from that, like way away from that.
Why way away? They could go 60. Just put in cruise control.
No.
Buses have cruise control, right?
Of course.
I love how practical your dad is. Well,
actually
you had to go above 55, and you wouldn't want to go anywhere near that. So they were going at least 60, 65.
Yeah, they had
maybe
to.
Maybe 70.
They had to.
Had to.
Yeah.
Because you never know. With slowdown, too? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Careful.
It's Monday.
That was the weirdest break ever.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Further seems forever. So cold. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
It is 6:46 now. Happy Monday, everybody.
She's the mom in the original.
Steve, are helping you with birthdays
yeah.
over here?
Oh, is she...
In the original, what's the twins?
It's cool.
What's the camp movie with the twins and the...
Camp movie with the twins.
What? Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
No.
No, it was...
There's camping and there's twins.
Yeah, but they're twins in all of those movies.
The Weasley twins.
Weasley brothers. Yeah, no.
Can we do this?
Yeah,
yes.
Man.
We have some birthdays. It is March 4th, and apparently people I don't know were born on this day. First up, Andrea Bowen from Desperate Housewives.
Who?
Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea. Andrea. Andrea.
There's so many ways to say that name.
So I'm saying it wrong.
Good job, parents, for confusing people.
I know. From Desperate Housewives, how old is she?
42.
Whoa, she's 23.
Oh.
They
all look really old.
I know. Margot Harshman from... plays Alex Jensen on The Big Bang Theory.
Of course. Wait, plays Alex?
Yeah.
Oh. 24.
27. TV personality, Whitney Port from The Hills and The City.
Ah, yes, 63.
28.
I don't know any of these people.
Stacey Edwards.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's it? That's all
it.
I get? 16.
48.
Okay.
Steven Weber from Wings.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know this person. Okay.
52.
Yes.
Are you serious?
I get so sad when you get them right.
Yes! He was also in the super rad Stephen King version of The Shining. It was like made
really?
For TV. Yeah, he played Jack. It was crazy.
Dang, Stephen Weber.
Literally.
Literally.
What else has he been in? He's been in a bunch. That's sad that they like Wings is what they say.
I know. 52.
It was like 20 years ago.
52.
It's a great show.
Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Ah, yes, 47.
55.
Okay.
Also, McKelty or McKelty Williamson, Forrest Gump.
Who did that?
I don't know. No idea. Doesn't
63.
Say. 56.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Chaz Bono.
Okay. 35.
44.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was, I was like, dang, okay. And the last one that apparently you'll know.
Yeah. Hey.
Huh. Hey.
She, in the original Parent Trap, she was the mom.
Oh, Catherine O'Hara. O'Hara. From Home Alone, Beetlejuice, and A Mighty Wind.
Yeah,
I don't know who that
it's
is.
It's the mom from Home Alone.
Yeah, I don't.
And the mom from It's Catherine O'Hara. Are you kidding me?
Oh, nose. Okay, got it. I know who she is. I know who she
no,
is.
Oh, no, I was wrong.
Yeah, I'm like.
Does she play the mom in Beetlejuice?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was wrong.
I know who that is.
Come on. 60.
Ooh, she's 59.
Sorry, Kat. Sorry, I don't know. I thought it was that big golden.
Yeah,
silver.
No.
What is it? The onyx. It's your onyx anniversary.
No, today. No, golden.
No, okay.
Today is also the day that singer John Lennon created an international controversy when he said the Beatles are probably bigger and more popular than Jesus. Bigger than Jesus. Wrong! John Lennon.
See how that worked out for you.
It's also, okay, I talked about this yesterday.
Okay.
It's Celebrate Your Name Week.
Celebrate Your Name?
Yeah. So this is the week when you're like, I have an awesome name.
Steven.
Michelle.
Steven and Michelle. We should do that. Celebrate your name week.
It's celebrate your name. I'm actually Michelle.
Ah, that's right. Steve-er.
Hey, sorry.
Hey.
I'm back to the O'Hara thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking Maureen O'Hara.
Ah.
Ah.
I don't know who that is either.
She was the mom in the original.
Oh, right.
Oh, my gosh.
What? You know.
Today is also going off of Celebrate Your Name Week. It's today's Fun Facts About Names Day.
Ah, yes. What fun facts do you have for us?
About my name?
Yeah. What's your name, Michelle?
My name is Michelle. I was named after a song by the Beatles. It's also French.
Okay.
And it can also be used by a guy in France.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally just fell asleep.
Yeah,
you know, it's a morning show. We're trying to wake people up, not put them to sleep.
Today's also grammar day, so I apologize for everything I type. And let's see. That's about it. Hug a GI day.
Oh, there you go. GI Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Down with that.
You see one. Hug him.
I don't know where we would see one, right. But okay. Sounds good. There it is. It is just before 7 o'clock. We got to take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up at 9, cover to cover. You can get your suggestions in right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming back, I want to talk about the Bible.
Okay.
History Channel.
Oh, I'm excited.
2-hour premiere last night.
Dang.
Who watched? I don't know. You got to give us a call. 505-338-3700. Let's talk about the Biblia.
Biblio.
The Biblio.
That's not correct at all.
No, not at all. The Bible.
The Bible.
The Bible. It's just B-I-B-L-E. The
Bible. B-I-B-L-E.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that next. Steven and Michelle.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Echoing Green. Crybaby. Kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy, 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 happy.
Monday.
Yes. It's here, and that means coming up in about 25 minutes.
Mad Lib Monday.
We're going to rock that. But first, we must talk about the Shire. No, actually, I wanted to talk a little bit. Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about that.
Why not?
I want to talk about that.
What do you want to talk about?
There and back again, the final installment of The Hobbit, yes, was delayed until December 2014. That's definitely not what I wanted to talk about.
That's so lame.
Makes me sad.
Okay, anyway, go ahead.
What makes me happy, though, is the History Channel last night, if you were watching, tuned in, premiered their new show. Miniseries, I think. Actually, not show.
Miniseries.
The Bible. 2-hour premiere last night. And I want to know if anybody watched. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It was on the History Channel last night. And we recorded it and ended up watching it in its entirety last night.
You enjoyed?
Yeah.
Sounds like you did.
I really enjoyed. Considering it was like, you know, mainstream History Channel. I was interested to see how they were going to do this, if it was going to be done well. The production was great. I thought they did a fantastic job. I mean, so, they skimmed.
Well, yeah.
It's like Cliff's Notes version. But yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that happened.
It starts at the Ark.
Okay.
It starts in Noah. There's about 18 seconds of Noah.
Really?
Yeah. It skims. It goes all the way. It begins with the Ark and yet goes back to the very beginning of Genesis. They did very,
really?
Yeah, they did a very cool job. All the way through to the end of Moses.
Wow.
Actually, even further than that, because it gets to Jericho, actually.
Okay.
And that's like kind of where it ended off, was Rahab the prostitute shows up and it's like, ooh, Rahab, ooh, and there's the spies.
Over.
To be continued.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it kind of skimmed a lot. It didn't really go super in depth. It took time with Abraham. It took time with Moses.
You don't need to go in depth with Noah because you're making that movie.
Right. Static.
Hey. Martin. I watched it.
Yeah?
Yeah, they just chopped that up too much.
Yeah?
Yeah. Think about it. And I'm sorry, I can't think of her name, but the slave girl that Abraham had
Hagar?
Yeah.
There was no, she
just kind of showed up. There was no background. The kid was already in his teens. It's like, you left out like 3-4 chapters.
No, so they had.
They just jumped way too far. They didn't have enough background.
They showed Sarah talking to Abraham and talking about how he should take the slave girl because she's too old. So they do have that scene, and then they do go, you know, cut to...
Oh, I must have been doing something at that point.
Yeah, no, they definitely showed that moment. So that was the one moment where I was like, okay, and this is definitely, yeah.
Not
that
okay
was the
for
one,
a 9-7-year-old.
You know, they just showed her back, you know, but she's like sweaty laying down. I'm like, gross, dude. So no, they showed it. So.
Oh, and they, yeah, and then the whole part about Sodom and Gomorrah. Boy, did they leave that whole section alone.
Yeah. Yep. So
I'll give it a 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Okay, cool. Right on, man.
All right. Have a good week.
You too. 505-338-3700. The Bible premiered last night on the History Channel. Just curious if anybody watched.
Where do you think they're gonna really like hone in on, just like Jesus or?
Maybe, yeah. They start with the ark, and it was cool the way they did it because the ark, it's already like water crazy, animals everywhere, and Noah, the very beginning starts with, in the beginning, God created, and so Noah's telling his children, basically, of this God that they serve, and it goes backwards to creation, but it just very surfacey skims, you know, the 6 days, and Adam, you know, you don't see much of that. Him quickly, you know, coming out of the dirt, which was really rad. The effects were great.
Cool. I wonder how that looked to someone who really doesn't know the Bible.
Well, there was a narrator. It felt like a History Channel documentary almost. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there was the narrator that was, this is the God of Abraham. This is, you know, the beginning of Christianity. This is the founding of this faith. This is how it started. This is where, you know, and so there's like the overall narrator, but then it starts with Noah, it goes backwards, it kind of skims, but it really did feel like a History Channel documentary of sorts, you know?
Freaks!
I heard the voices too!
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right. I don't know why I do that every time, but I feel like it's necessary.
I know I have to turn your mic up early enough that you can say the what. Because you really do that every time.
I'm sorry. I'll stop. I'll stop being so predictable.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is 7:30 on Monday, which means...
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday, everybody.
That's right. I've been waiting for this since last Monday.
Yeah, my boys, that's all they want to do at home now.
Mad Libs.
Can we just do another Mad Lib on your iPad? No.
So you've done them all. Okay, no. Give me another adjective. Can't need another adjective. Okay, yeah. Give me another
we
adjective.
We actually have not done any.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't want to know what they are. So I'm like, I can't because these are work Mad Libs.
I'm sorry, I can't have these beautiful moments with my kids because I got to save it for work.
I got to save it for work. Come on, guys. Don't you know?
Of course.
Anyways, what do we want to do as a topic this morning?
Oh, that's funny. We didn't pick anything, did we?
We haven't picked a Mad Lib yet.
Okay, let's go through them.
Maybe we'll let the first caller pick our Mad Lib.
Okay.
Never done that. We've got 21 to choose from. Gosh, there's a lot.
505-338-3700.
That's right. It is Mad Lib Monday. You can get your Mad Lib on with us. You can also type in random words at Facebook if you'd like. We could just plug them in somewhere.
Oh, what's that?
Why not? I don't know.
Love. I'm just kidding.
What?
Just kidding.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, give us a call. 505-338-3700. It's Mad Lib Monday. It is time.
We do this every Monday.
At 7:30.
Yes.
I feel like because it's a crappy day outside.
It's not a real day.
Everybody's like sick.
What happened to this weather?
I kind of have a cold going on. I think we're all kind of sick. Maybe everybody's just asleep.
Maybe.
Everybody's just in bed. They don't feel well. Static!
Hello, guys.
Good morning!
What kind of Mad Lib are we doing today?
I don't know yet.
You're going to be the one to choose it.
You want to choose it?
I can pick one.
Okay, check it out. We got the space shuttle. We've got newspaper article, description of the lovely group that I'm in. We've got quick quiz. We have advice to prospective parents.
And one more.
We also have how to serve wine.
Advice to parents.
Advice to, okay. Boom, there it is.
It is, and we need a...
We need an adjective.
Oh, boy. Man, I always fall back on this one. Bodacious.
Bodacious.
Bodacious, that's the word you
Bodacious. Well, at least I know how to spell it. You're helping me.
Yeah.
You're helping me with my language and stuff.
Today is National Grammar Day.
Ah, yes.
So that's super helpful.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Sure.
Right on. Thanks, Teach.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Let's see.
Because TJ is too hard to say, so I'm going to start calling Teach. Him Teach.
He probably hates you right now. It's like JD the other day. Why? Why can't you just say two letters? That's my name.
Dude. Yeah. Static.
What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Adjective?
Yep.
Bitter.
What?
Bitter.
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 All right. That's an adjective.
505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. We need your words.
Need a noun.
Bible.
Bible.
There you go.
All right. Did you watch the show last night?
Nope.
Fine.
Yes, he probably did. He totally did.
Just hung up on me.
Need another noun?
Yeah, Dave the drummer, Dave just texted in an adjective, but it doesn't work because I need a noun. I should do Dave the drummer, Dave.
Dave,
as the noun.
As the noun.
Dave.
Just put drummer Dave.
The drummer Dave. Drummer in the Echoing Green.
Mm-hmm.
He's now in our Mad Lib. I need another noun. Noun.
Hi.
Hi, noun.
Oh, a noun. Babysitter.
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 Hey. Thank you.
That's a noun. Thank you. Need a noun. Lying. I need an adjective.
You need an adjective.
I do.
Relentlessly.
Wow.
Relentless.
Okay.
Relentlessly.
Thank you.
No.
Why not?
I think you're making that up.
Well, it is Grammar Monday or whatever. Whatever today is. Hello, I need a noun.
Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Yeah, what's up?
What's
love
up?
It. Have a good day.
You too.
505-338-3700, playing Mad Lib Monday. I need an adjective.
You need an adjective. Shiny.
Shiny. Some shiny toy guns. I can't say anything. Never mind. Static.
What do you need?
Plural noun.
Cats.
Cats.
Moths. No, you should spell it with a Z.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Thanks for the
call.
More
fun.
505-338-3700. This is boring. I need a number. So you just give me a number because I don't want the poor people out to waste a Mad Lib.
Obviously, it's 3.14. Obviously.
Why? Why is that obvious? 3.14.
That's the only number you can choose.
Oh, okay. Static.
Hi. What do you need?
Plural noun.
A plural noun.
That's right.
All right. Care Bears.
Care Bears! Those are plural
nouns. That
works.
Thank you.
Oh, Care Bears. Okay. Why not? Need an adverb.
An adverb. What's an adverb?
Action verb?
Awesomely?
Why not? Because being awesome could be an action, right?
No. Yep.
Why not? That's an adjective. Huh?
Yep.
Man.
Hey, who are you, sir?
To be awesome, could that be a verb? Because technically you could be doing something to be awesome.
Oh, just being awesome.
How are you? Being awesome. I'm being awesome. I'm awesomely.
He is being awesome
outside.
Did you
see how awesomely that guy was?
He's being awesome outside. Like, is that in place of running or?
I don't know. I'm putting it in. I don't care. Static.
What are we at?
We've got a noun.
Another noun. Thermometer.
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 Why not?
This is the most random one so far.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I need an exclamation.
Ouch.
Ouch. Why not? All right. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Final word.
This is it.
That was quick.
Yeah, that was really
quick.
We
got a gajillion phone calls this morning. I like that. That should have been
I
the
like
number.
When that happens.
Gajillion.
I'm sorry.
Is that a real number?
You can change it.
To gajillion?
Actually, I think it's... Well, actually, it's either gajillion or cajillions.
No, gajillions.
Gajillions.
That's what I'm saying. Hello.
What do you guys need?
I need a noun.
Dragon.
Dragon. Why
dragon!
Not?
Dragon! Trogdor.
Thank you for the call. All right, here we go. Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
It is Mad Lib Monday, and it is time. TJ picked it out.
Teej picked this one out.
Advice to prospective parents. Congratulations to all of you bodacious mothers and bitter fathers. You're about to give birth to a Bible. Remember, a happy child comes from a happy Dave the Drummer Dave. The arrival of your babysitter will cause many relentless changes in your life. You probably have to get up at 4 a.m. to give the little Chinese food its bottle of shiny milk and change his or her cats. Later, when she or she is 3.14 years old and able to walk, you'll hear the patter of little Care Bears around the house. And in no time, your child will be talking awesomely and calling you his or her thermometer and saying things like, "Ouch!" right in your face. It's no wonder they're called little bundles of dragons.
That, like, made sense in a really weird way. I'm mostly afraid about the little Care Bears.
Little Care Bears?
Pitter-pattering
yeah.
everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. They do that. They're known to do that. I mean, why not? They got little weird things on their tummies and...
Yeah, you know. I don't understand it. Mad Lib Monday.
There you go. We do it every Monday. That's it.
That was it. That was fast.
That was good. Why not?
That's
why
it.
Not? All right. Moving on. We got some Weaver at the Loom for you. Brand new band to Static Radio. We're Wild Animals is the name of the song. I'm focusing. I can pay attention,
you got
right?
This? Yeah.
No. All right. I knew I was out too far beyond the plan. And it's awesome. All Sons and Daughters, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
7:50 now. Happy Monday, everybody. We're 5 minutes behind schedule here. We got to take care of some traffic.
There is some crazy construction about to happen on Osuna and Jefferson, and it should be there for a while.
Yeah.
Traffic's going to be crazy backed up, so leave now, even if you're not ready. And you have to be here or somewhere else by 8 because you're not going to make it. Sinkhole road closed on 2nd Street between Prosperity and Rio Bravo. And apparently that's a big deal because sinkholes are crazy.
Slightly.
Yeah, did you hear about that one in Florida?
Yeah.
So sad. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch 4001. Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. That was like a nice little inside nothingness. Check it out for those of you who haven't heard. Sunday, authorities begin demolishing a Florida home.
Oh.
Over the 60 feet deep sinkhole that opened this last Thursday, swallowing up a man as he slept.
That's so sad. And his brother was in there too.
Yeah.
But they got his brother out.
Yeah, they got his brother, but the search for the 37-year-old was called off Saturday. Over the weekend, officials had to use heavy equipment to drag personal property from the house to a safe zone established beyond the sinkhole and the sidewalk. Workers sifted through the debris to recover what they could for the family. They were able to reclaim a purse, a wallet, some money, 2 laptops. But again, sadly, Jeff Bush, 37-year-old, was not found. Unbelievable!
It scares me that the world can just crumble beneath you.
So when you're sitting in traffic today and you're like bummed out because there's like this monster sinkhole in the middle of the road, think about the dude whose house just like got swallowed up by the earth.
They moved the neighborhood out.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how the sinkhole is expanding and they don't know when it's going to stop.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's so sad.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Well, there's that.
So happy Monday, everybody.
Okay.
Man, coming right back, we've got some happiness to discuss.
It's also cover to cover, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you want to hear.
That's right. You can get your suggestions in now, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Did I say it really fast?
No, you said it. And we'll do that coming up at 9 o'clock, coming right back. Stuff.
And some other things.
That's how we do. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Come Wind, kicking off your 8 o'clock hour. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey.
Gotta talk about something.
Okay, is it interesting?
Yeah, this happened on Friday, and some students getting suspended. 505-338-3700 is the phone number if you'd like to chime in. But a group of students from a Louisiana high school have found themselves suspended. Right. Apparently, Baton Rouge Parkview Baptist School played Baton Rouge Patterson High. Now, Patterson High and Baton Rouge apparently rivals. And two female fans from Patterson High had a sign at the game that said, "Jesus loves you, unless you attend Parkview Baptist."
Ooh, that's messed up.
Right. The two students who made the sign were suspended by Patterson High School following the playoff rivalry matchup between the schools on Friday night. And the question is, should they have been suspended? Mm. Now, people are fighting back and forth on the interwebs already about it because they didn't use any foul language. Mm-hmm. You know, there was nothing that they say crossed the line. However, of course, people at the rival Baptist High School, Parkview Baptist, were a little upset.
Just a little.
To say the least. And so in the end, the sign caused these two girls to lose some school time, as it were. As I said, the sign said, "Jesus loves you unless you attend Parkview Baptist." I don't mean to giggle. They said they weren't rude, they weren't overly aggressive, they didn't dress inappropriately, they weren't using any foul language whatsoever, but they did have that sign.
I guess it wouldn't just depend on how they meant it, like...
I don't know.
I feel like I'd make a sign like that, but I'd be totally joking about it.
The sign didn't work, actually. Parkview Baptist upset... They were the number 23 seed. They actually upset the number 7 seed, Patterson, in a one-sided 59-42 victory. So, instead of focusing on the fact that the 23 seed beat the 7 seed, everybody is talking about the sign. The Jesus Loves You sign. Not the crazy, awesome performance of Parkview. In fact, Parkview's coach, Don Green, told CBS affiliate WAFB that his team was so focused on earning a victory in a rowdy crowd that his players never even noticed the sign. He said it was electric, it was very loud, the conduct from the Patterson players was outstanding. He also said, "I don't believe there was any intent or ill will, just going maybe a step too far and trying to support their own team." Mm-hmm. But the Patterson administration said, "No, sorry," and suspended the two girls from school for having the sign. So what do you think? Do you think they should have been suspended?
I feel like they only suspended them to make a point, like to be like, you can't do this.
The sign read, "Jesus loves you unless you attend Parkview Baptist." As I said, they're rivals. That'd be like a La Cueva. Who's their rival these days?
I don't know. I don't know anything about high schools.
Back in the days, it was El Dorado.
Really?
I'm assuming it's still the same. Yeah, that's what it was for us.
Really?
The Eagles.
Okay. I had no idea.
Yeah. So, anyways, these teens suspended from school because they rocking a sign that said "Jesus loves you unless you attend Parkview Baptist." I don't know, man. Are we being too sensitive? Or is that something
is that
that's
like a question
no,
for
dude.
Me?
Because you gotta realize like this as well. Patterson High, not a Baptist school. They're not a Christian school.
So it was just like a group of Baptists who made that, or a group of Christians.
It would be like somebody from La Cueva, even though they don't really play, somebody from La Cueva rocking a sign that says, "Jesus loves you unless you attend Hope High School." You know what I mean? It'd be something like that.
Because
One of the schools was a Christian school, or a Baptist school, Christian school. Other school, not so much. Patterson wasn't. And yet the Patterson students were still suspended for rocking that sign that said that.
I don't know.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static.
Yeah, I'm calling about the issue with the sign at school.
Yeah.
If they had decided to press charges, that could have gone on as a hate crime.
Wow. Yeah, but these weren't Christians that were carrying the sign. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, the people carrying the sign could have been charged with hate crime.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your insight. Yeah. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static. Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. I don't think they should have been suspended. It's not really a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's just you know, maybe they went too far. Maybe they did put that and it's a little rude, but I've seen worse.
Right, right.
I've seen way worse. So it's not really a big deal. I think they're just taking it too far with the kids and trying to make a point that, like, they 2 days of ISS maybe, not suspensions. Like,
all right. Well, thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem, man. Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you're just joining us. A group of students from a Louisiana high school were suspended over the weekend when their high school, Patterson High, played rival Parkview Baptist School, and two girls made a sign that said, "Jesus loves you unless you attend Parkview Baptist." And that was enough that they were suspended over. What do you think? 505-338-3700. Static!
A warning would have been fine, and it depends on what the school policy says. I doubt that the secular school policy says anything about suspending people for doing this.
Right. Yeah, it feels a little harsh. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, they said there was no foul language used. They weren't dressed inappropriately. They weren't acting overly aggressive. They weren't screaming things at the other team. They simply were carrying the sign to be funny and suspended for it, so...
Yeah, I think it's over the top.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Static.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. Did I get the wrong number? I was calling a radio station.
This is Static.
This is Static.
Oh, I was calling about the question about the kids being suspended.
Yeah, man.
I think that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that old, but when I was a kid, lots worse things were said and signs were made when I was younger. That's kind of ridiculous.
Right, the rivalries between schools and, man, I wish I could say it was all in good fun, but we were pretty cruel back then, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Chicago. I went to all Catholic schools, so, I mean, I understand the sign, but
right.
I really don't understand the reaction.
Yeah, it's interesting. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You think we're being overly sensitive? You know,
I think... Everyone's overly sensitive about kids and just middle school and elementary, middle school and high school students. People are overly sensitive at how we treat them and how they need to treat others because they think everything is going to affect them. But I very much remember that grading with a red pen didn't bother me that much when I was a kid.
Oh, right.
And that I got bullied and I'm also over it now.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's interesting because then you take a look at what's going on in our culture. I mean, small victory at UNM campus because the student, what is it, a student association, whatever.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
Had voted to try and remove Chick-fil-A, and the subcommittee said, yeah, no, we're going to keep it. 85% of the students said they didn't care, that it doesn't offend them, that they're not that bummed out that Chick-fil-A is there. So they kept that. And yet, it seems like at times, anytime quote-unquote religion is thrown into the mix, we get overly sensitive to a sense that either we are so anti or the opposite way, where we got to be so sensitive you can't say anything like this. And these two students were suspended. They had a sign at a high school basketball game that said, "Jesus loves you unless you attend Parkview Baptist." Now, it was Patterson High, these students that they attend, and they were playing rival Parkview Baptist, and they were suspended for rocking the sign,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting because Patterson High, not a Christian school, and yet that was what they chose to do, was to suspend these two students for carrying a sign that they said was, you know, antagonistic against religious beliefs, and you don't ever want to do that, which is good, I guess, on one hand, because I'm thinking,
I wouldn't
wow,
expect that.
I wouldn't either.
So it's really cool to see that they are taking action and they do still care, even though it's obviously about Jesus.
Yeah,
like what they're attacking at this point.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you would like to chime on in. It's 8:15 now, which means time for traffic.
I just want to thank you for always being there for me during these times.
Of course.
8:15, yeah. 8:45, 7:15, 7:45.
You always
warn me.
I do.
By saying 15. So thank you.
No props.
There's a sinkhole. The road is closed on 2nd Street between Prosperity and Rio Bravo. It'll probably be closed for a while, my guess, because it's a sinkhole.
There you go.
The road construction, the roadway is reduced to one lane on Osuna at Jefferson, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. If you're just joining us, talking about a group of students from a Louisiana high school who have been suspended. They displayed a sign at their high school basketball game playing rival Parkview Baptist School. And their sign read, Jesus loves you unless you attend Parkview Baptist. I just can't imagine if Hope was playing somebody and somebody from the other team, you know, some fans had a sign that said, Jesus loves you unless you attend Hope High or Hope Christian School or whatever you want to say. That those students would be suspended.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's like, all right, I guess that's good. They're protecting.
Yeah.
But is it too sensitive? I don't know.
I don't know.
505-338-3700. You can also chime in on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Local artist for you right now, Chad Barella. Well, at least he was local until he moved to...
he's now a Tennessean.
Tennessean, yeah. Here's the latest. Seasons of Life. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
It's all. It's all.
The Lone Bellow, Green Eyes, and a Heart of Gold. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everybody. Speaking of Monday, cover to cover, coming up at 9 o'clock, we just got a really good suggestion.
We did.
From Rochelle.
Yes.
Speaking of, she suggested Classic Crime, their new Phoenix record, and we're going to be playing a new track from them tomorrow for New Music Tuesday.
Hey.
Rumor has it, Matt McDonald from the Classic Crime going to be calling in and hanging out with us tomorrow.
Yes, I was going to sing, and then I decided not to.
No, go ahead, sing.
Rumor has it.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's what I was going to see. Yeah,
glad you didn't.
I regret it.
Glad you decided not to do that, because that would have been terrible.
He told me not to.
Yeah.
And he told me to.
I know. Okay. Anyways, it's Monday.
It
what
is.
What do you got?
All right, you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Jack the Giant Slayer wins box office.
Ah, yes.
That's right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Anything?
Yeah. Actually, that's not where I wanted to go at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, did you hear that Fallon is replacing Leno?
Actually...
Jimmy Fallon is replacing Leno. Apparently, he may be retiring Jay Leno.
I think NBC's going to force retirement, to be honest, because Jimmy Kimmel moved up, and a lot of the younger audience is going toward Jimmy Kimmel because he's funnier and younger.
He is funnier.
And so I think they're going to try and move Fallon up. Yes, I did hear that, actually.
Wow, you actually know what I'm talking about?
Of course I do.
I was just trying to figure out things that you wouldn't know.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
And I knew that Jack the Giant Slayer won at the box office. However, it's not a victory because they only made $29 million over the weekend, and that movie cost over $300 million.
So they're still in the red.
They're slightly in the red to a point where they're saying this could be a bust of epic proportions.
Because of the animation or whatever they did for it?
I guess. Dude, to be honest, it didn't even look that stellar. It was kind of...
That's upsetting.
I don't know. They look cartoony. It was okay. I went and saw it with the boys this weekend. We saw it in 3D, which I'm shocked that it only made $29 million, considering our tickets were like $3,000. Because it's 3D.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. You spent like $80 on that movie.
Dude, it's unbelievable how much it is to go to the movies these days. So we went and saw Jack the Giant Slayer. And you know what? It's PG-13, and I took my 7-year-old, so judge me. But I actually read this Focus on the Family review on it before I took him. And there's no blood.
It's just...
Nothing like that. But the giants definitely
action.
Have an affinity for eating humans.
Mm,
so
cannibalism,
but you know,
no, it's not cannibalism if they're
giants. I don't know
is
what
it?
That is.
So are they still
eating? Because they're not eating each other; they're just eating humans.
Because
they're like tasty morsels. It's kind of clever. Four of the soldiers,
the Hobbit,
main soldiers,
the Hobbit.
Yeah,
there's that scene in the Hobbit where there are they trolls.
What are you talking
when they
about?
When they run in, they have that run in with those guys.
Uh huh.
Nope. Never mind.
Yeah, are you talking about the three trolls that eventually turned to stone?
Yeah.
Okay.
They almost eat them.
Yeah, almost.
Almost. I'm just saying.
So anyways, yeah, I guess definitely not cannibalism. We're not having this conversation. Four of the big soldiers in Jack the Giant Slayer, their names are Fee, Fi, Fo, and Fum. Hilarity ensued.
Ah.
It's cheesy like that, you know what I mean? It's definitely a kid's movie, but it's not a kid's movie. So it's frustrating.
Weird.
They couldn't decide what they wanted to be. It's Prince Caspian. That's what it is.
Mm-mm.
It's the second Narnia movie.
Didn't like
That's
it.
That's exactly what it reminded
didn't
me
like
of.
Didn't like it.
Static! Oh. Fine. You know what?
They were like legitimately
fine.
There.
They were, and they were going to like talk to us, and then I didn't knock Caspian.
Okay. Great news. Okay, great news.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, they have not broken up.
Wow, this is your Hollywood news.
Yeah, yeah. Despite what you may have heard about Miley Cyrus and Liam, they are still together and they are still married.
Wait, they're married?
Well, apparently they had like a little secret ceremony.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Married.
Okay. Is there anything else on that list that nobody's going to care about?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen wants to mentor Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
Does this make...
Really? Isn't he still crazy?
I don't know. He's been appearing on things like Oprah or the OWN network.
Oh, okay. Still crazy. Okay, good. That's all I had to say. Oprah. Okay, cool. Perfect. Thanks. Thanks for that.
Jamie Lynn Spears. Haven't seen her in the news in a while.
Yes. Britney's little sister.
Britney's little sister. The
She's
fact
engaged.
That you know that. She is engaged to some dude named Jamie, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Jamie and Jamie.
Oh, that's...
Jamie Watson.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, and so, engaged.
What if you were married to a dude named Mitch? Would that be weird?
No, my husband has a girl's name.
Yeah,
actually.
I know, but marrying somebody that has the same name as you, to me, it seems kind of weird.
Like Nick and Nicole?
Yeah, or Steve or Stevie. What if I married a Stevie? Like Stevie Nicks.
Why would you do that?
Because she sings like a goat.
You're mean.
Moving on.
Adele has signed up for the next James Bond theme tune.
Yeah, that's right. She's going to do the theme song for the next one because she just won an Oscar for it, so why not?
Yeah. Pretty much how that works. And that's all I have.
Okay, good. There you go. That's your Hollywood news. Coming right back, we got cover to cover. Man.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm thinking we got to do Phoenix, right? Classic crime style?
Yes.
Sounds good to me. We'll do that. Coming up, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Oh, yes. I know this tension that you speak of.